Well, we've looked at some further away parts of the Celtic world recently, so I thought I'd update you on my own part of the world. My wife Jerry and I are sort of in transition at the moment. Yes, I've finally got the underfloor heating working properly in our converted stone barn, which we hope to move into permanently later this year. In the meantime, we stay there about one night per week. It's about 15 minutes from Downpatrick, County Down, just outside Crossgar. Crossgar is a bit unusual for Irish towns because before the year 1800, it didn't exist. There was a big house nearby called Crossgar House, which has since become the Pisonist Monastery of Tobermuirra, meaning Mary's Well, after a holy well in the grounds. And Crossgar in Irish means the short cross, so possibly there had once been a Celtic cross there which was broken. There's no trace of it now, though. There was also a pub close to the Glasswater River. Glass in Irish means grey, by the way, where apparently ne'er-do-wells used to hang out. The people of the much older 800 AD village of Kilmore, about a mile away, used to refer to those drunkards down at the bridge. Now, the bridge is the secret to the existence of the village of Crossgar. The local landowner, Price, in what is now called Saintfield, 4 miles to the north, planned out the village of Tamnaneve, Irish for Field of Saints. Saintfield had taken a major part in the 1798 rebellion of the United Irishmen against the English. A force led by local Presbyterians ambushed a British force in a wood, killing around 100 men in total. The British retaliated by pretty much destroying the village. The name changed to Saintfield in English, took place around the same time. Now, after rebuilding and improving the damaged village of Saintfield, this same local landowner then turned his attention to what was to become Crossgar. You see, there were only two roads at that time, from Belfast to Downpatrick. One was the route for passenger coaches via Killyleagh and Cumber to the east, and the other, which passed through our little hamlet of Listudder, was the route of the mail coach, which also passed through the village of Saintfield. Price decided to build a new bridge at Crossgar, with a new coach road running from Saintfield over the bridge and on to the county town of Downpatrick. Now, both mail and passenger coaches changed to the new route, and a new village grew up beside the bridge, named Crossgar after the nearby domain house. Of course, this road also brought prosperity to Saintfield, halfway between Belfast and Downpatrick, which of course was Price's plan. As a result, both Kilmore, which means large church, and Listudder, meaning fort of the tanner, after the Celtic fort on the hill nearby, became backwaters, served only by minor roads, boreens really. The original church outside Kilmore was later numbered stone by stone and transferred to the Ulster Folk Museum at Kiltraw in North Down, and a new Church of Ireland church built closer to the village. The area was once known as the Seven Chapels, dating back to around 400 AD, six of which can still be identified because of the remains of old graveyards. Just north of our hamlet of Listudder, there's one of these, Killy Garten, known locally as the Priest's Grave. There's also a mass rock from penal times in a field nearby. The priest in question was one Father McCartan, who also gave his name to the Killy Garten River, which flows past our front door.